Fort Frances. Staff in Fort Frances are continuing to try to come up with creative solutions to recruit lifeguards. A lifeguard shortage has forced the municipality to scale back some of its services and hours for the Memorial Sports Complex pool. Taylor Young, the town's recreation and culture manager, said staff are working to address the situation. "The challenge is we haven't been able to find people to fill that gap," Young said. "I think now there is more of a generational shift. There are more opportunities available to the younger generation to make money and do other things. I think that in some instances guarding is not a consideration. I think with the advent of the technology sector and a lot of different things you can do online." Young said the COVID-19 pandemic, which closed municipal facilities, may have led to many young people finding alternate employment. While some have returned to lifeguarding, she said, they often still hold another job. "The jobs they have in the private sector are also feeling the pinch. However, those jobs are also coming back to them and saying, we'll offer you X number of dollars to stay with us because there is much more flexibility in the private sector to do that," she said. Another challenging factor is training new lifeguards. "You are looking at 18 to 24 months to turn someone into someone without qualification to a fully certified guard, and you need to be at least 16 years old," Young said. "I could apply for a job and get in with little training, but with guarding people look at it and say, well, I don't know, it seems like a lot of work. A lot of effort. I don't really know what's involved. I know some things involved." Young said the municipality has become more proactive in its recruiting strategy. In the past, there would be a surplus of applicants, but that's not the case now. "We are going out there are selling guarding. We are explaining to people why it's beneficial. Some of the opportunities that can come from it. We are speaking to some parents. We're making a plan to go into the schools in the new year," Young said. Young also expresses that some changes are happening in the new year that might yield some results for recruitment. At the moment, the Sportsplex has seen a few individuals interested in lifeguarding. Some are from the Fort Frances Swimming Club, but Young states that these individuals are under the age of 16. Therefore, recruiting individuals from the swim club is part of their long-term recruitment goals. In the short term, Young says there are a few individuals with some certification who have applied. "At this point, I think we have put together a plan that will help us resume some services immediately in the new year. So, we are bringing back lessons, some Board of Education lessons, and public lessons, albeit, at a reduced capacity," Young said.